Representative Ilhan Omar, it is time for us to impeach this president. By Christina Wong on July 15, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, called for President Trump's impeachment during a press conference on Monday, after he slammed the four House Democrat members who call themselves the Squad on Twitter. "I have not made impeachment central to my election or my tenure. But since the day that I've gotten elected, I've said to people, it is not if he will be impeached, but when," she said. "So it is time for us to stop allowing this president to make a mockery out of our Constitution. It is time for us to impeach this president," she said. Omar spoke alongside Squad members reps Ayanna Pressley, DMA, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Rashida Tlaib, DME. The four held the press conference after a series of tweets by Trump over the weekend. Trump tweeted on Sunday, "So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen, who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run? Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it is done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements." Over the weekend, Omar had said she was ashamed of America's hypocrisy. At a progressive conference on Saturday, she said, "I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born." But she added, "I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy. We export American exceptionalism. The great America, the land of liberty and justice. That is, you ask anybody walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you, America the Great. But we don't live those values here," she said with a laugh. "And so that hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by. I want America the Great to be America the Great." Omar's remarks came after a Washington Post profile that said the congresswoman criticized America as unjust to approximately 400 high school students. The members of the Squad have in recent days raised the issue of race when attacking House Democrat leadership. Ocasio-Cortez then accused Pelosi of singling out freshman Democrat women of color. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus then slammed Ocasio-Cortez for playing the race card. At the conference, Pressley also appeared to hit back at Pelosi and the Democrat leadership. "We don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice," Pressley said, according to Mother Jones. "We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need any more Muslim faces who don't want to be a Muslim voice. We don't need any more queers that don't want to be a queer voice."